Okay, Matt, thank you. It is 5:30 on Monday, the 19th of April, year 2021. May I have a motion to reopen the emergency management meeting? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. I wanted to go over the numbers as I usually do during this this portion of the meeting. And I know that the percent of folks that have been vaccinated in the county, one vaccination, 47% of the population, two vaccinations, 35% of the population. That is up significantly from February, where we actually had 30% of the population with their first vaccination. So things are moving ahead. However, believe it or not, the numbers would not necessarily indicate that that has made a big difference, at least not in the number of cases. Therefore, I'm going to give you the information, and everybody does seem to be relaxed more with their vaccinations. However, I would tell you this thing is not over, and it is not the time to forget about it. In 28449 Curie Beach, on 315, we had 74 cases over the whole period of the pandemic. As of 419, we have 83. So we picked up 9 cases in the last month. 28428 had been at 499. They're now at 542. So they picked up 43 cases in the last month. 28412 went from 2,801 to 3,024. So you're talking about 2,023 cases in the last month. It's still here. New Hanover County deaths went from 157 to 162. The number of cases grew from 16,909 to 18,435. For North Carolina, staying with our county for the moment, our county is yellow in the county rating system, which is about the best rating. All the counties around us are yellow, and as I noticed this afternoon, there was only one red county in the state. For the North Carolina, hospitalized were 976 a month ago. This month, there are 1,096. Cases have grown from 886,000 to 949,000. The presumed recovered, however, have grown from 875,000 to 900,000. New cases in the month from 215 to 315 over the last particular 14 days of that particular month were 1,337. Over that same period this month, it's 1,380. So that number has grown. Deaths have gone from 11,709 to 12,418. And the daily positive tests have grown from 5.2% to 6.8%. So more people are getting vaccinated. However, we are approaching the time of the year with spring break and things like that. We were going to have a lot of guests. So the only thing that I would tell you is keep up the good work. Curie Beach has, thank God, done quite well during this pandemic. No deaths. And very few cases. So with that, David, I don't know if you have any new information on the hospitals.
No, they seem to be green on all of their metrics, so they don't have a concern they're going to get overwhelmed, which is good. So they're not recommending any changes to any of the governmental agencies at this time, but they're still monitoring. Their average number of COVID-19 patients hospitalized this week as of April 16th, so they report every Friday, was 12. So they're doing good.
Okay. So that is a positive sign.
That is positive.
Well, yeah.
And I think the vaccinations across the country, the county, are going well now. I think the last I heard, if you're 16 or older, you can get a vaccination. So the only reason you're not vaccinated at this point is you haven't done the work to find a vaccination site and execute. So hopefully people will do that.
Actually, the county put out today 3 specific locations with 6 hours or more where you could walk up and get a Pfizer shot.
That's open to everyone now, 16 and older.
I'm sorry?
It's open to everyone 16 and older.
Was that only for 16 and older, that walk up?
It's open to everyone.
It's open to everyone, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
So evidently we have received some vaccines, so I would encourage you to join the ranks of the vaccinated. If you so deem, if you don't, well, that is your choice. I did not get anything or see anything from the governor's office. I think we're still on 260 at the same things that were relaxed, or we're at the same level, and we are following the orders from the governor, so we'll continue to do that. So do we have any input from anybody on the council? Any feedback? No, sir. Alan?
No.
All right. Anything? Joseph?
Nope.
Mandy wanted to bring up some changes.
Mandy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So I have 3 things today that I wanted to bring to council during this emergency session. Point one would be, Jim, I think I'm the first thing would be reopening town hall to the public. We've been closed through all of COVID, and I would like you guys to consider opening the lobby portion back up. It's up to you guys about the council room. We still have the social distance, so we potentially could get too many people here and they would be turned away at the door for a council meeting and such, based on the room occupancy amount that we can hold safely.
I think I would be okay, Mandy. I mean, everybody should weigh in on this. If for people to come in by appointment, if it's so, I mean, that way you can control the number of people who do come in, except the only, are you talking about just payment of water bills and things like that in the lobby, or?
I'm just talking about our general lobby services, yes.
As long as they're wearing a mask, right?
As long as they're wearing a mask. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Part of that request would be that we would close 2 hours for lunch in order to cover the girls' up front lunches, and that would enable us to not share workspaces as part of continuing the safety practices of town hall.
And the rest by appointment?
Yes.
All right. How do you feel about that, John?
I think that'd be fine.
Alan?
Yeah, as long as we do the lunch break where people aren't having to go use somebody else's desk and stuff, and I would be in favor of it.
What time would you be closed?
I want to work with Arlen on that because we want to make sure and kind of do it around the girls up front when they generally normal. Do you have a suggestion now, or do you want to pull public? Well,
we can clarify, but I, off the top of my head, I said like 12 to 2.
Yeah, something like
okay.
That.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yeah, I fully support Mandy's recommendation. Let's get back to business.
Well, you have consensus. Go ahead.
The second thing is our emergency paid leave for our employees during COVID ended on December the 31st. At that point, I had 8 people out of all of town staff that had COVID or had experienced COVID or been exposed to COVID that had to be sent home. Since that date, I've had 2 that had COVID. And I'm on the listserv, I've checked the listserv about this to see what other towns were doing. Some towns to continue that paid leave for those employees that fell after the 31st cutoff, because it's optional at this point. And some towns didn't, they made them use their sick leave. So I just wanted to bring that to council for those two employees, if we can credit back their sick leave.
What was the authority that it came under? Was that federal or state? Just for interest.
I mean, it was under.
We didn't do it.
It was federal.
The governor? Was it federal? Mm-hmm.
And they didn't pick it up for the American with Rescue Plan.
I got you. Okay. I just wanted to understand how it expired.
I didn't know. I said it had expired, really.
I didn't either, but
yeah,
that's why I wanted to understand. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we've been very fortunate to have few.
Well, so, our employees have done the right things. I don't know that we've been fortunate, right? And our citizens, not just our employees.
What? How many?
Days, and we would.
I mean, how many days are we talking per?
Up to 14. Well, but, so that was the emergency paid leave, was up to 14.
Up to 14.
Have they already been paid? This is just to restore vacation time?
Yes. Okay.
John, any input on that one, or?
I think we should.
I agree with John.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, is it, now we're going to do that this point forward, or?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do this in August.
We're just not putting an end date on it until the pandemic. Look, I would say that if you have COVID, we will send you home.
Right.
If we find it out. If you have COVID and you know it, you better not come in.
Right.
Therefore,
okay, so what do I think
we
about?
I think we
have an emergency.
Yes.
Declaration. We'll honor.
I think that's exactly right. I agree with Alan, right? And until Kiri Beach suspends the state of emergency that we're under, council directs department heads to continue under the COVID policies that we started in 2020.
Okay.
Around pay and vacation.
So you agree with that, John?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion so that it's on, since it's spending money. Make a motion. Until this council suspends the state of emergency for the town of Kiri Beach, that department heads are directed to follow the COVID protocols for payroll that were implemented by the federal government in 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, passes.
Okay, and then my last point is, everybody's been doing the temperature screening coming in the door, in the back door, the front door. You know, we've been screening everybody that comes in. All departments have been following the protocol. It hasn't caught anyone yet. We've been doing this. I keep buying thermometers because they keep breaking. They're not always the most accurate. It's just a recommendation, it's not a requirement. I'm gonna ask that we continue all of the other practices that we have in place, but to stop the temperature screenings.
What do we think? That's because people aren't coming in because they know they'll get caught, or they not coming in because they're good employees? I mean, I assume we've had some people not come to work that had been exposed and ended up with a fever. Or do we not know that?
Any of the exposures, I mean, they've been like well documented. Like, we knew exactly when they were exposed. And that was, some were before and some were not. But in many cases, I mean, we could easily trace it back. It wasn't anything that couldn't have been traced back to their point of exposure. And then we had people that have gotten sick in the afternoon and not known.
Yep.
But the temperatures are just, they're all over the place as far as whether or not it's accurate or not.
Well, no, Corning, every time I go into every Corning plant, I get my temperature taken.
I mean, and this is just a suggestion. It's completely at the council. We can continue to do it or not.
I mean,
a thought.
I don't think you've spent that much on thermometers, right? So it's not a budget issue?
No,
is it just a, I mean, what's your big concern with it? I guess I got to ask.
We got to be diligent if we're going to keep doing it. Everybody's got to keep doing it.
That's right.
We can't get slack on it. We got to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem if we don't do it anymore.
I'm in Biblical Council, whichever way y'all want to go.
It's either way. I mean, I just don't feel like it's all that accurate. I don't feel like it's a true thing. I mean, hundreds of children are entering school buildings now that are not being temperature tested, and I know we're more socially distant and more careful than all these hundreds of school children. Right. I mean,
at least until you get home.
Until you get home, with
the school children.
So it was just a thought.
So, okay, you guys know I force everybody to weigh in, so where are you on this one, Alan? I will make John go first all the time.
Well, no, I'll say it where I'm at. I don't have a problem not doing it. But if we are going to do it, we got to make sure everybody's following the guidelines.
Okay, so you don't have a problem if we suspend it?
No, I do not have a problem at all.
You don't have a problem suspending it?
No.
Okay. Where are you, John?
Backing up a moment, we're going to open up the town hall.
Yes.
So I think the 12 of us are diligent, and when I see y'all coming in, you stop the sign and take your temperature, and I assume that you're faithful to the code here, that if you were above, you'd turn around and go away. But with the people from the community starting to come in, mm-hmm. the building, but maybe it's a good idea they...
I frankly am going to weigh on this a little early. I think we ought to do it until the next emergency meeting. I just went through the numbers that said that the numbers were increasing. And even though I think we have been very diligent in our efforts, I personally would say one more month. And if things continue to improve, then I think we can put them away. I would like to be able to come up and say these numbers, every one of them went down, except the vaccinations. I mean, how do you guys feel about that? One more month?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So just to be clear, we're opening the lobby for general services.
Yes.
And my intention is not really to have people wandering past the lobby door into the halls of town hall, because they're not being screened for temperatures when they come in to drop off.
That's
the
right.
Correct.
They
have to wear a mask.
And then
emphatically,
they
have to wear a mask to come in.
Because we're not temperature checking everyone mm-hmm. that comes in the front door.
If they come in for appointments, though, they should take
anyone
the temperature.
Yes, anyone come for an appointment, they have been.
So, okay.
We're doing it for committee meetings now. Mm-hmm. I know the committee meetings that I'm involved in, that everybody's doing the temperature check.
Okay. So, are we okay, gentlemen, then one more month?
I'm good with that.
All right. Okay.
It's a fair compromise.
Next month when we talk about it, can you look at the CDC website and see what they say about in the workplace? Because trying to find it, I don't see it on their general
thing. I
did
find it earlier, and it's just a recommendation.
Okay. Well,
but I will find it and send it to you.
That's the other part, is what they recommend now.
The schools are getting away from it too, but I don't have a problem doing them.
Yep.
Cool.
All right, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Manny. Okay. If there is, are there any questions?
Hi, I'm Renee Autumn. I'm a resident here and just listening in and just have a few questions. I want to understand, what is your criteria for declaring a state of emergency here?
So we declared the state of emergency following the governor and president's state of emergency declarations in February 2020, and we've been under that since then. So we're not declaring one. We have been under a continuous state of emergency since COVID started in February of 2020.
And what are the metrics that you're using to decide whether or not this area in particular is in that emergency state?
The metrics we use are from the state, published by the State Department of Health, and information from the county hospitals, direct from them. Is there a reason you're proceeding with this line of questions?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, I've done a lot of independent research, and I just really want to understand where people, where the local governments are coming from when they are decided to enact certain measures. And, you know, as you can see, many states across the country have repealed a lot of their mandates and are doing completely fine and realizing that, you know, the masking and the distancing and these types of measures really haven't made any significant impact. So yeah, and the fact that you guys said there's, you know, no deaths and you're reporting cases, but
there's probably no deaths because we've done the right thing.
What's that?
A lot of it has to do with getting reimbursed too from some of our expenses under a state emergency, right? I don't want to misstate that, but that's correct. Oh. Right, correct.
The point is as well, everybody can follow their own facts. Everybody can make their own decision. You can look at the top five states and what mandates they've rolled back, the top five states with the most cases. Some of them have rolled back their mandates, and Texas, unbelievably, has rolled back a lot, and they don't seem to be among the top five for the moment. But I would tell you this, we're the state of North Carolina. We are following our governor.
I guess my concern, especially with the thing that you just said, was that it sounds like there are some potential political and financial conflicts of interest. And it's just kind of a big deal. I mean, we're talking about, these restrictions and essentially restricting people's constitutional rights that they have. And I just feel like there needs to be,
I don't think anybody's constitutional rights are violated, in my opinion.
Ma'am, so specifically for Curie Beach, which enacted restriction in the town of Curie Beach are you concerned about? We'll be glad to talk about the specifics, but in generality, the council's not interested in the political discussion over the merits of the left and right on this whole issue. So as the emergency manager, as the emergency manager, I'll be
fine. Left or right, either way. I'm not on either side, honestly. I think my biggest concern right now is the mask mandate.
I disagree.
And I don't think there's enough science to justify their use, and I fear that they are causing much more harm than they are actually helping. And, based on a significant amount of research.
Okay. I appreciate your sensitivity and encourage you to interact with the staff electronically to do all the business of the town. But if you want to come into a town building, per the direction of this council, you'll wear a mask or you won't come in. And you can still do every bit of business with the town electronically that you could do coming into the staff. We have served the citizens of the town throughout this pandemic electronically and in person. And, you know, the council's gonna make what we think are the best decisions for the safety of the staff and the citizens of Curie Beach. That's what we continue to try to do.
Okay, I mean, I understand that, and maybe we can finish the discussion electronically I'm actually just asking for where you're making these decisions and the research and the criteria that go into making the decisions. And I think that's important, and I'd like to see that more.
And I encourage you to look at the town website for all the state declarations of emergency and the references attached therein. It's all posted on our website, how we got here and where we went through the last year. Additionally, all the discussions this council had with both the legal staff and the department heads on actions that we've taken. You can not only read it, but you can listen to every one of the emergency management meetings live, posted on our website. And then when you've done all that background work, I'll be glad to talk to you personally.
And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Emergency Manager David W. Hegler, H-E-G-L-A-R.
Okay, thank you, David.
Can we get her name and address?
Can we get your name and address for the record as well?
Yep.
Sure, yeah. My name is Autumn. Last Thanks, Beam, MIHM. I'm at 422 4th Avenue South.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to close the questioning because very shortly we have to start the town council meeting. May I have a motion to proceed or to continue this meeting to the next council?
Motion to continue next council. 30 minutes prior, 5:30 p.m. next council meeting.
All right. I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.